All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Pat.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as colossimus.
Well, sea-sippin' sailors, welcome back to our thrilling Wild West adventure, The Lone Stranger. The captain and crew are riding the cattle trail with some beefy and bovine little doggies. Oh, that'd be cowboy lingo for cows, mateys. Clementine and Bucky have been a-losing too many cattle along the trail, and the Lone Stranger and Pronto have been undercover to help find the culprits. Keep your ears peeled for any rustler lingo. That'd be bad guy talk. And maybe you can figure out who's been a-stealing cattle by nightfall. Today, our crew discovers just how hard a cowboy's life can be in part 3 of The Lone Stranger. Hit the trail, cowpokes.
Captain Patch, we've been on the trail for hours. I don't think I can keep riding much longer.
Try another swig out of your canteen, Princess. You need to drink plenty of water when you're out on the prairie.
Time to pitch 'em camp.
Already? It's not even dark yet.
Whoa, Winchester. Winchester, whoa. When I say whoa, I mean whoa. Dreadful sorry, Clementine. I didn't mean to crash into your chuck wagon like that.
Never you mind, darling. I won't spill the beans on you.
Hold your horses, all you cowpokes. It's time to make camp.
Move a little slower, dogies. We're getting ready to bed down for the night.
Well, it's about time, T-Bone. All four of my hooves are killing me from all this moving.
Quit your beefing about it. Go ahead and lie down.
Don't mind if I do. This feels utterly wonderful.
Buttercup, you're the cream of the crop. How about you and me chewing the cud for a spell? We can stay up and look at the moon.
No thanks, T-Bone. I think I might have a touch of the flu. My stomach just won't stop churning. I can feel the cream rising to the top.
Pronto, is it time to make camp now?
Many moons ago, me hear old Indian chief say, when mountain purple and buffalo lie down, eat 'em food and sleep on ground.
Oh, greasy, grimy kofergats. I am so polluticated.
Sissy Seagull, is that you? You're so black, I thought you were a vulture.
My feathers are covered with dust. Did anybody bring a bird bath?
Bucky, darling, it's time to take care of your horse.
But, Ma, I'm dead tired, and my stomach is grouching for food.
Bucky, a good cowboy always takes care of his horse first. Now shake a leg and hop to it.
Yes, Ma. I guess you have been working mighty hard, haven't you, fella? Here, let me get this saddle off your back.
Hey, Bucky, what you doing?
Just taking care of my horse, like Ma told me.
Oh, you're Mama's boy, huh? Why, that woman's got you hog-tied and branded.
What?
Aren't you old enough to do some of your own thinking?
Sure I am.
Then why are you taking orders from some persnickety female?
Bucky, are you done with your chores yet?
Not yet, Ma.
What's it taking you so long, Bucky? Why, you ain't even fed your horse yet.
What's your ma gonna say?
Well, the boys were just telling me I'm old enough to be making my own decisions.
They was, huh?
After all, Bucky is pert near a man.
But even a full-grown-up man ought to respect his ma.
Are you a-challenging me, mister?
Nope. I'm just a-telling you the facts. Just look here in my Bible, old silver.
Whoa. That silver-covered Bible looks like it'd be worth a whole lot of money.
Proverbs chapter 1. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. See? Told you so.
Well, don't go getting so worked up. We wasn't trying to get him to disobey or nothing.
We'd never do anything like that, mister. We was just trying to get him to think for himself.
And that kind of thinking is pison.
You mean poison?
That's what I said. Pison. Mark it down. There's just two choices on the shelf. Pleasing God or pleasing self.
Don't be an outlaw like Billy the Kid. Honor your parents as long as you live. Follow the law of your mother each day. Honor your father and always obey. You'd better stay on the right side. Stay on the right side of the law. The law. Mothers and fathers are given by God to us all. Us all. You'd better listen up and do what they say. You'd better mark it down and always obey. You'd better stay on the right side. Stay on the right side of the law. Satan the outlaw is searching this land, never obeying a single command, spreading rebellion wherever he roams, tricking the righteous and breaking up homes. You'd better stay on the right side, stay on the right side of the law, the law. And fathers are given by God to us all, us all. You'd better listen up and do what they say. You'd better mark it down and always obey. You'd better stay on the right side, stay on the right side of the law.
We're probably going to eat pretty soon, Sissy Seagull.
Did somebody say eat? Oh, the thought of it makes my mouth water.
Did somebody say water? When are we going to eat, Ma?
I'm a-trying to rustle up some grub, honey. But I didn't have time to buy any supplies.
Well, what do you have?
Beans.
Oh, that brings back fond memories.
Beans?
Yep. You see, Mama Burp used to feed me beans when I was just a baby burp, and then she'd burp me. Oh, pardon me, I didn't mean that one.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Then one night, Mama put too much hot sauce in the beans, and it burnt the whole cabin down.
What did you do?
What any good neighbor would do. Us burps moved in next door with the hiccups. Oh, there it goes again.
My, oh my. It was a disaster. All us kids got terrible mixed up.
You know, Wild Bill, I still can't tell a burp from a hiccup. Oh, my.
I hate to break up a family reunion, but I'm so hungry I reckon I could eat a horse. I was just a-joking.
I've got an idea. why don't we all check our saddlebags and see if we can find any food that Clementine can use?
Why, that's a wonderful idea.
I've got plenty of sardines.
Me have a lizard gizzard jerky.
I've got a Pop-Tart.
I found my dirty socks.
Well, look a here. A can of beanie weenie scallopini.
Just throw everything in this big old skillet, and I'll mix it all together. Doggies, are we gonna have us a treat tonight?
Yum. Like 'em, cowboy stew.
Once you empty out your saddle, everybody just skedaddle while I stir it with my paddle. When you hear that the dinner bell is ringing, then you'll know I'm almost through. We'll have highfalutin, rootin', tootin', one of a kind and fancy dining, old time cowboy stew.
Beanie weenie scallopini cactus tea,
fuzzy buzzard mustard custard, and it's all fun free.
Turkey, jerky, barbecue, and saddle some shampoo.
Ooh!
Tumbleweed, tarantula, and rattlesnake.
Prairie dog, pastrami, donkey, shake and bake. Oh,
lizard, gizzards, buffalo too. Oh, that cowboy stew.
Come on and bring all the grub that's in your saddle as you sing. Soothing music to the cattle, hurry up. Once you empty out your saddle, everybody just skedaddle while I stir it with my paddle. When you hear that the dinner bell is ringing, then you'll know I'm almost through. We'll have highfalutin, rootin', tootin', one of a kind and fancy dining, old-time cowboy stew.
In your saddle as you sing, soothing music to the cattle, hurry up. Once you empty out your saddle, everybody just get out of while I stir it with my paddle. When you hear that the dinner bell is ringing, then you know I'm almost through. We'll have highfalutin, rootin', tootin', one of a kind and fancy dining, old time cowboy stew.
Cowboy stew.
Experience the life-changing adventures of Patch the Pirate anytime by logging on to www.patchthepirate.org or call 1-800-GO-PATCH and request your free adventure catalog filled with music and hilarious stories your whole family will love. I'm Christy Ann, and our purpose is to produce life-changing musical adventures that will help you grow as a believer. Find out more about Patch the Pirate and his ministry to families by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH.
For a free tract on Patch the Pirate's life story, call 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Sailors, the good book says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life." Now here's the Patch Kids singing a wonderful tune, "Wide as the Ocean." Thank you, Patch Kids. That'd be a wonderful truth indeed. Well, mates, I'm looking forward to next week's part 4 of The Lone Stranger, when the crew sleeps under a blanket of stars. and they hit the trail through Comanche Canyon and up Apache Ridge. Don't miss it, mateys! So long!